弟兄姐妹平安。
Peace be with you, brothers and sisters.
今天是2019年的最后一个主日。
Today is the last Sunday of 2019.
如果你用一个字或者一句话来形容你这一年的生活和工作，你会用哪一句话呢？
If you can use one sentence to conclude the life of this year, which one would you use?
我会用感谢神这一句话。
I would like to say thank you, Lord.
因为圣经告诉我们，神的恩典够我们用。
Because the scripture tells us that God's grace is enough for us.
我真的心里充满了感谢，因为不但神看顾我们的小家庭，也照顾我们的大家庭，我们的教会。
Because I am filled with thanksgiving because God not only take care of our little family, but also the big family.
所以今天早上和大家思想的题目是回顾与前瞻。
Therefore, this morning I want to share with you a topic, retrospect and prospect.
我们先回顾一下神在我们教会今年的许多的祝福。
Let us first retrospect the blessings God has bestowed to our church.
我们看一下图片好吗？
Let us take a look at the pictures.
这个是密西根的蒙爱教会，他们有两个巴士，有100多人参观了方舟以后来到我们教会。
The first picture is FCC.
Yeah, it's a free
FCC. First evangelical community church. Went to our church after the visit to Noah Ark, and they have a bus which carries 100 people.
非常，他们参观了这个方舟，还有其他地方，他们非常的兴奋。
They were so excited after visiting the Noah Ark.
那我们就打开我们的教会，接待了一下他们。
Then we opened our church and gave them a warm reception.
谢谢弟兄姐妹很好的招待。
And thanks our brothers and sisters who have given them a good a warm reception.
那天我还有机会有一个短讲。
And I got a chance to give a short speech.
感谢神，有一个人这个举手举是信主。
Thank the Lord, one person became faith in Christ Jesus.
所以我鼓励大家我们希望能够带动不仅是我们这个地方，甚至全美国没有去过方舟的人能够组团去看一下方舟。
Therefore, I encourage that you should encourage your friend who has never been on North Ark before to go to visit it.
你知道为什么要这么做？
Do you know why?
因为大家去了方舟就可以围绕着方舟的主题有更多的讨论。
Because after they visit Noah Ark, they will have more discussion about it.
这就是在做撒种的工作了。
This is the work of spreading the seed.
所以鼓励你不要你一个家庭去，或者是两个人去而已。
So you should not. It's better not just one family to visit the ark.
我希望这个呼吁宣传在全美国，甚至包括东南亚、香港哪里，很多的教会带着福音朋友来看我们这里的方舟。
I appeal that the church all over the world will have a group to visit the North Ark.
没有去过人举手我看看好不好？没有去过举手我看一下。
Any one of you have never been there before?
还不少嘛，对不对？
All of us.
鼓励你们明年找一个机会多一点人一起去。
I encourage you to have more people to go there together.
这是神给我们教会今年的一个祝福。
This is one of the blessings God has given us.
而且这个密西根的蒙爱教会他们组织的非常好。
FECC from Michigan, they had a great
非常的热闹，非常的喜乐活泼。
The activity is very lively and joyful.
我们再看第二个图片。
Let us see the second picture.
这个是当时吃晚饭的时候。
This is when they had dinner with us.
我们再看下一张图片。
Next picture, please.
这个是我们七月份夏天在这个公园的我们教会的一个野餐活动。
This picture shows the picnic we had in the nearby park.
就在这里很近嘛。
The park is near our church.
你们知道那个公园的名字吗？
Do you know the name of the park?
谁可以告诉我一下？
Who can tell me the name of the park?
Bill, what's the name of the park? Yeah, 好，大家回忆一下哈，我们再看下一张。
Let us see the next picture.
哦，这是当时有很多的这个福音朋友，很多的青少年，还有很多的小朋友。
There were a lot of seeker friends and youth and little kids.
我们再看下一张。
Next picture, please.
啊，这个是我们这个组装凉亭的一个工程。
This is how we our brothers assemble a gazebo in the backyard.
啊，我们这个教会的非常 handy 的这些弟兄全部出动，然后我们把这个凉亭啊，我们自己把它盖起来。
All of our brothers who are very handy came to our church to assemble the gazebo together.
啊，我觉得这是神给我们一个很好的祝福。
And I think this is a good blessing from God.
因为天气很热的时候呢，哎，大家可以到凉亭那边啊，查经也好 ，fellowship 也好，或者这个小朋友在那里玩都很好。
Because we can enjoy the gazebo when the weather is super hot.
我们再看下一张。
Let's see the next picture.
啊，这个是中秋节的联欢活动。
This is the fellowship activity of the Mid Autumn Festival.
这个九月份的我们教会的中秋节是和华人协会我们一起合办。
This activity was held together with the local Chinese Association.
大家还记得吗？
Do you still remember that?
啊，这个外面来的很多华人协会的朋友对我们教会的印象也非常好。
The friends from the local Chinese Association had a good impression in our church.
耶稣基督的教会本来就应该走进社区。
The Church of Christ Jesus should go into the community.
这样我们才有机会把耶稣基督的福音分享出去。
Then we will have chance to spread the good news.
我们再看下一张。
Let us see the next picture.
啊，这个是当时的一些活动。
It shows the activities of that day.
当然还有很多其他的活动。
Of course, we have a lot of other activities that day.
那么简单的说，我们看见神在今年一年带领我们的教会。
Pretty simply, we see that God has led our church in the whole year.
那我们明年2020，我们教会新的目标是什么呢？
So what's the new goals for 2020?
我们新的目标就是我爱我家同心建造。
So the new goals for the next year is I love my family, build up with one mind.
感谢神，我来路程教会有2年半的时间。
Thanks the Lord that I have been in our church for 2 years.
我发现我们教会每一位弟兄姐妹都非常爱我们这个大家庭。
I know that every brother and sister loves this big family very much.
这是肯定的。
I have confidence in you.
那主耶稣把我们大家放在这个大家庭里面，学习彼此相爱。
Jesus has put us in this big family to love, to learn love one another.
所以我们在主的爱中连接在一起。
So we are connected in the love of Jesus.
我们也在主的爱中一起成长。
We grow together in the love of our Lord.
这都是因为我们都有一个共同的归属感。
Because we all have this common sense of belonging.
我要强调这个归属感是非常重要。
The sense of belonging is very important.
因为这是我爱我家的基础。
Because this is the foundation of I love my family.
同意的人请说阿们阿利路亚。那现在呢，我要特别强调的是同心建造的方面。
Now I like to put emphasis on building up together with one mind.
首先我们来看一下这个poster 这个图表。
Let us first look at the poster.
大家看到最上面的是鸽子。
We can see that the dove on top.
鸽子就代表圣灵。
The dove represents the Holy Spirit.
我们都需要圣灵的恩膏。
All of us need the anointing of the Holy Spirit.
什么叫做圣灵的恩膏呢？
What is the anointing of the Holy Spirit?
就是我们需要让圣灵来带领我们，来掌管我们。
It is the control and guidance of the Holy Spirit.
因为有一个很重要的真理。
Because there is a very important truth.
我们大家一起是做神的工作。
As we are doing God's work.
所以我们既然是做神的工作，就必须来依赖神的带领，神的帮助。
As we are doing God's work, of course we need to rely on God's guidance and help.
做神的工作不能够靠人的小聪明。
When we are doing God's work, we cannot rely on mortal wisdom.
所以牧师再一次鼓励大家要好好的祷告。
Therefore, I encourage all of you to pray.
祷告表示我们寻求神的带领，我们渴望神的带领，我们仰望神的帮助。
Prayer is a good representation that we need God's guidance, God's help.
不是靠我的才能，不是靠我的口才，更不是靠我的小聪明。
Not by my wisdom, my eloquency.
今年的1月1号刚好是礼拜三。
And this year, the New Year's Day falls on a Wednesday.
很多公司都不必去上班了。
A lot of companies have.
所以我鼓励大家来参加礼拜三，礼拜三新年的第一个祷告会。
Therefore, I encourage all of you to attend the first prayer meeting on Wednesday.
俗话说，好的开始就是什么？成功的什么一半嘛。
As the idiom goes on, well begin is half done.
好的开始就是成功的一半。
Well begin is half done.
请你跟隔壁桌鼓励一下好不好？来，好的开始就是成功的一半，所以来参加祷告会啊。要真正的先求神的国、神的义，其余的神就会加给你。
We should seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be added to you.
我常常提醒我自己。
I always remind myself.
到底什么叫先求神的国、神的义呢
？What is first?
就是把神的事放在第一位嘛。
That is putting God's work at the first place.
神的教会，神的事情永远是第一。
God's church and God's work is always the first priority.
当你有这样子的心态和这样的行动的时候，请问神知不知道？
Does God know your willingness?
神肯定知道。
Of course, He knows.
当你这样做的时候，神就纪念，神按照他的应许，其余你所需要的，神就会加给你了。
When you have this kind of mind, God will know it and He will add it to you all the other things.
礼拜三一月一号晚上6:30，我们也同样有晚餐招待大家。
There will be a delicious dinner on Wednesday, starting from 6:30 p.m.
所以你如果新年的第一个祷告会能够参加
，So if you can attend the first prayer meeting of the new year，
2020的最后一个祷告会你也能参加
，You can also attend the last prayer meeting of 2020。
我也承认你是有始有终的。
And I'll admit that you are a person with good start and nice ending。
我来读给大家听，在犹大书的20节这样说。
Let us, I will read Jude chapter 1, verse 20 to you.
你们却要在至圣的真道上造就自己，在圣灵里面祷告。
But you, beloved, building yourselves up in your most holy faith and praying in the Holy Spirit.
我再说一遍。
I will repeat again.
你们就是我们嘛。
You means us.
我们却要在至圣的真道上，就是在神的话语上造就自己。
But you, which is us, we need to building ourselves up in the most holy faith in God's words.
而且要在圣灵里面祷告。
And we also need to pray in the Holy Spirit.
不要把在圣灵里面祷告想得太复杂。
Don't take it too complicated, by praying in the Holy Spirit.
因为你随时随地都可以祷告。
Because you can pray everywhere.
你开车的时候，你走路的时候，你洗碗的时候，哪怕是哈利路亚赞美主，都算祷告。
No matter if you are driving a car and doing the housework, you can pray to the Lord. Even a simple sentence, Hallelujah, praise the Lord, is a prayer.
对于神的儿女来说，我们随时随地的祷告，就像一个属灵的自然的呼吸。
For God's children, praying everywhere, it's just like a spiritual breath.
所以让我们的教会在2020年非常看重祷告的操练。
So we should put special emphasis on the training or practice of prayer.
把这个祷告的火，把这个祭坛的火完全点燃起来。
Let's kindle the fire of a prayer.
我告诉你，神一定祝福我们教会。
God will surely bless our church.
接下来我们看一下这个中文的这个有很多跳跃的这些人群。
Then we can see a lively, jumping crowd.
那表示教会是一个有生命力，是一个活泼生动的教会。
Representing that our church is a living community.
教会绝对不能成一个死气沉沉的教会。
A church cannot be a place, without.
因为耶稣基督教会必须是一个不断产生动力的教会。
Because the Church of Christ must always should always generate momentum.
那这个动力来自于神的话和神的灵，激励我们不断的往前走。
And that momentum is reflected in the way we move forward, inspired by God's word and God's spirit.
所以我们看见这个图片，就提醒我们教会是一个动的教会。
This poster reminds us that our church is a living church.
我们再来看看英文的海报。
Next, let us see the poster in English.
同样在蓝天白云的上面有圣灵，鸽子代表圣灵的帮助和带领。
It's the same that the dove on the top is the Holy Spirit.
我们看见这个上面的人先爬到上面的人要伸手拉住下面的人把他拉上来。
We see that the person on top reaches out to the one below.
这代表可能比较灵命刚强的人要去伸手扶持灵命软弱的人。
Which means that the spiritually strong man is to help the spiritually weak man.
为什么？
Why?
因为我们是一个团队。
Because we are a team.
因为我们是一个大家庭嘛。
Because we are a big family.
因为最重要、最重要的就是中间那个同心嘛。
Because the most important thing is the building up with one mind.
我们众人有同样的心，这个是关键。
With one mind is the crucial point.
所以灵命刚强的、成熟的、有经验的要带领帮助。可能灵命软弱的或者粗心的弟兄姐妹。
Therefore, the spiritually mature brothers and sisters need to lead and help the spiritually young brothers and sisters.
我们建造的是人灵命的成长。
What we are built is what we built is people's spiritual life.
而不是以工作为首要。
Not work oriented.
就是教会所看重的是先把人的灵命给建造强壮起来。
We need to first build up people's spiritual life.
那么这样圣工就自然容易推动。
Then the holy work is much easier to be promoted.
我们看一下这个 PowerPoint 好吗？
Let's see the PPT together.
那我们知道什么呢？我们知道主耶稣首先是建造门徒的生命。
As we know, Jesus Christ built up the disciples' spiritual life first, in the first place.
所以我再强调一遍。
So I emphasize again.
就是教会是以建造人的生命为优先。
So the first priority of our church is to build people's spiritual life.
那建造人的生命包括了成人、青少年、儿童，所有的人的生命为优先。
Here, people includes young children, youth, and adult altogether.
可能有人会问了。
Some people may ask.
那到底怎么个建造法呢？
How should we build up?
具体的来说。
To be specific.
我们可以从心、脑、手、脚四方面来操练。
It can be from four aspects.Heart, brain, hands, and feet.
好，我们看下面一张好吗？
See the next.
这个刚才对不起漏过了这个阿卡族了，再看下面一张好吗？好，这个也是亲子活动，对不起。
再往上一张。
啊，跳过去好吗？
再跳过去。
好，很多的活动啊，这个是回顾的部分。
一直到新手组的地方。前头。
好。
再往下。
前瞻对。
再往下。
我们刚才分享过啊。所以这个教会是建造人的生命为优先的。
So the first priority of our church is to build up people's life, spiritual life.
四方面。
From four aspects.
先用单读一下好吗
？Let us read together.
先读第一个，来，心是以基督的心为心。
Number one, heart.Have same mindset as Christ.
第二个来，脑用思想正面阳光的事。
Number two, brain think positive.
第三个来，手勤劳的用手去服侍别人。
Number three, hands serve others with your hand.
第四个是这个脚。
Number four, feet.
就是要穿上福音的鞋子去传福音。
Put on the gospel shoes.
好，我们先回到第一个重点，就是以基督的心为心嘛。
So we came back to the number one point.
什么叫做以基督的心为心啊
？So what is having the same mindset as Christ?
就是我们做基督徒的。
That is our Christian.
我们要学习思想耶稣基督怎么想，我们就怎么想。
We should learn to think as Christ.
那你说耶稣基督怎么想？我怎么知道嘞
？Then you will ask, how do I know, what Jesus think about?
如果有别人问你这样问题，你怎么回答
？If you are asked by someone, how will you answer them?
答案就是你从圣经、从神的话语去思想、去揣摩嘛。
The answer is that you reflect on the thought of Jesus according to.
所以我常常鼓励弟兄姐妹啊，这个圣经要活学活用。
So I always encourage brothers and sisters to learn the Bible and live out the Bible.
我们读经解经啊，懂这个希伯来文，了解文法都很好。
It's very good that we spend time studying Bible.
但是拜托，请不要成为你圣经知识的累积而已。
But please don't just make it an accumulation of your knowledge.
而是你学会透过圣经明白耶稣碰到这个事他会怎么回应。
You should learn how to react as Jesus.
你就跟着怎么回应。
You just react as what Jesus will.
这就叫做以基督的心为心。
That is having the same mindset.
别人说你坏话了，批评你了，你听了以后，你会什么反应啊
？When others criticize you, what will you react?
按照我们老亚当、老夏娃，一定怎么样？很不爽，对不对？
As the old self, we will feel angry or upset.
但是这个时候你会想到耶稣会怎么反应呢
？But this time you will think, what will Jesus do?
别人骂你，你会不会回骂回去呢？耶稣会不会回骂回去？不会。
If other people criticize you, will you criticize back?
所以求主帮助我们有这个操练。
So we should pray the Lord that we will have this practice training.
这样我们明白 教会里面所有的事情，当我们以基督的想法去想的时候，
then we would know everything of the church we should see through from Jesus' eyes.
我们的看法就非常接近。
We will have a similar thought as Jesus has.
所以鼓励大家明年多多操练，第一个就是以基督的心为心。
So I encourage you to treat yourself to have a same mindset as Christ.
第二个重点是脑。
Number two, brain.
上帝给我们的脑，千万不要去胡思乱想。
God didn't give us this brain for random thoughts.
特别作为神的儿女，要多思想神的话。
As God's children, we should think more about God's words.
大家都知道，这个世界上有的人是想不开的。
As we all know, some people in the world take things too hard.
想不开的人很危险。
They are dangerous.
因为他们容易走上绝路。
Because they are prone to desperation.
还有的人是想不通的。
And some people can't figure things out.
想不通的人呢，容易走上岔路。
And they are prone to wander around.
而今天我们是有福的人。
But we are the blessed people.
因为我们都成为神的儿女。
Because we are God's children now.
诗篇第一篇就提醒我们说。
Psalm first reminds us.
所以要我们昼夜思想耶和华的律法，这人变为什么？有福嘛。
We should meditate His law day and night, and the people who trust that is blessed.
要我们白天黑夜都思想神的律法，这人变为有福。
Meditating His law day and night.Will be blessed.
所以一个人脑袋里面在想什么非常重要。
So it's very important what is constantly on one's mind.
这么多年我的学习，我发现很少人意识到我这一天到底在想些什么嘞。
In my experience, few people realize what they are thinking for a whole day.
如果你常常想的都是容神一人的事情。
If you only think about things that will glorify God and benefit people,
我要恭喜你。
I should congratulate you.
因为你的思想就带出你的生活，肯定是一个非常积极的、阳光的生活。
Your life must be a positive one.
所以求主帮助我们多朝好的、阳光的、积极的方面去思想。
So we should pray the Lord to help us think positive.
多一点关心别人。
Care more about others.
多说一点造就别人的好话。
Talk more on edifying people.
先跟你的老婆多说一点造就人的好话。
Starting from talking to your wife with positive words.
多一点鼓励你的孩子。
Encouraging your kids more.
这就是使用最好的头脑。
This is how we use the wisest brain, wisest mind.
第三个重点。
Number three.
是我们的手。
Hands.
上帝给我们两只手。
God gave us two hands.
意思要我们勤劳做工。
Which means we should be industrious.
我来教会两年多，发现我们教会的每一位弟兄姐妹都很棒。
I have noticed that every brother and sister is so wonderful.
我说这个话一点不夸张。
I'm honest, actually.
会烧菜的手把烧的好菜请大家吃。
We have a good hands in cooking.
还有很多这个弟兄姐妹的手会照顾小朋友、小 baby 的。
We also we have good hands which can take care of babies.
还有很多的手是会教导的手。
Prepares teaching staff.
还有很多的手会维修我们房屋的手。
Do the repair work and the maintenance work.
还有的手会这个打电脑啊，做这个很多的各式各样的这个录音或者录像的这些工程。
We also have some good hands in computer and other works.
还有我们陈教授指挥的手啊。
And Professor Chen's hand, which is able to conduct.
你就发现，当各式各样的手搭配在一起的时候，教会就建造起来。
you realize that when we raise good hands work together, our church is built up.
大家读过四福音。
We all read the four gospel.
我们都知道，我们主耶稣的手甚至弯下腰来，主耶稣的手为门徒洗脚。
We know that the hands of Jesus even washed the disciples' feet.
可见主耶稣的手是一个服侍别人的手。
It can be seen that the hand of Jesus is a hand serving others.
所以当我们低下头来的时候，我们谦卑的用我们的双手去服侍别人。
So when we lower our heads, we use our hands to serve others humbly.
但是当我们抬起头来的时候，
But when we raise our head,
我们就举起双手来赞美我们主，哈利路亚，赞美主。
We lift up our hands to praise the Lord, hallelujah, praise the Lord.
我们大家操练一下好吗？来，哈利路亚，赞美赞美主，哎，举起你的手来，还赞美主，哈利路亚。然后领受主，领受主的话，
God's word.
分享主的爱，
Spread the God's love.
分享主的爱，三个动作哈。
Spread God's love.
那牧师鼓励你们，明天早上一睁开眼就操练这三个动作。
I encourage you to practice these three motion tomorrow morning.
加油哈，来赞美主，哈利路亚，领受主的话，领受主的圣灵。分享主的爱 ，be nice to other people， 很简单嘛啊！但是你真的这样一开始眼睛一醒来，第一个想到做这个三个动作，我保证你就有一个很美好、很阳光灿烂的一天嘛。
When you open your eyes, the first thought is practicing these three actions. You will have a great day.
第四个重点，脚。
Number four, feet.
罗马书十章十五节内提醒我们说
，Roman chapter ten verse fifteen reminds us，
报福音传喜信的人，他们的脚中何等佳美
！How beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news？
意思是要我们去传扬福音
，which means that we should spread the gospel。
其实小组是一个很好的平台
，in fact， cell group is a very good platform。
每个礼拜五啊，邀请一些福音朋友来轻松一下。
Let us invite seeker friends to relax on each Friday.
通过小组的关怀，还有彼此的互动，来建立一个很好的关系。
Relationship might be nourished through caring and interaction.
我们都同意，我们的信仰就是一个爱的关系。
We all agree that our belief is the relationship of love.
正因为这个爱的关系，帮助我们有了直的与神的爱的关系，横的把这个爱的关系连接出去。
Because of this relationship, we have a relationship with God from above, and we spread this love horizontally.
所以明年我们教会的重点就是加强小组的发展。
Therefore, we need to. Therefore, our focus of next year is to strengthen and develop our cell group.
第一个就是大家一定要有信心啊。
First of all, we need to have confidence.
啊，我们看这个 PowerPoint 啊。第二个一定需要一个好的什么策略。
Second, we need a good strategy.
啊，你不能毫无章法，对不对
？You shouldn't have no rule.
因为在这个属灵的征战当中，求神给我们智慧，不但有信心，而且有很好的策略。
So in this spiritual war, we need not only confidence but also good strategy.
比方说，一个月你可以有三次的查经活动。
For example, we can have three Bible studies each month.
但是有一个月呢啊，你可以有一个 sports night 啊，或者天气好的时候啊，这个整个小组出去。烤肉啊 ，hiking 啊，做一点这个活动是很好。
There can be one activity night each month for hiking and other activities.
我研究了很多教会做小组成功的教会，他们的原因在哪里
？I have done a lot of research on a successful cell group.
小组长其实就是小牧师。
Group leader is actually a little pastor.
因为这个。小组长关怀你自己组里面的弟兄姐妹，还有福音朋友。
Because the group leader has to take care of each group member.
每一个小组里面只要有三种恩赐，你的小组一定成长。
As long as we have three kinds of gifts in your cell group, the cell group will grow for sure.
小组里面第一个要有会带领查经的人。
There should be the gift of leading Bible study.
第二个要有会关怀别人的人。
Number two, we should have brothers and sisters who can take care of others.
第三个要有行政能力很强、会组织的人。
We need people with strong administrative ability.
你的小组有没有这三种恩赐？
Do your cell group have these three gifts?
如果没有，请你跟牧师联络，牧师很愿意来帮助你发展这三种恩赐。
If you don't have this kind of gifts, please contact me. I would love to help you to have.
你一定要有信心来加强这三种恩赐，你的小组就会成长。
We must have confidence to strengthen these three kinds of gifts.Then your cell group will grow.
感谢主，我们现在教会的这个小组每个月有一次的早餐会。
Thanks the Lord, we now we have a breakfast meeting each month.
啊，我们希望一个月一次，借着小组长彼此的交流，我们有更好的一个团队。
I hope through the communication of among the cell group leaders, there will be a good team.
那明年我和师母会开一个新的小组。
Next year, my wife and I will start a new cell group.
原因是我希望那些现在没有参加任何小组的人能够参加我们这个新的小组。
Which hopefully will provide a little warm family for people who don't have cell group yet.
我们盼望能够提供一个温暖的小家庭小组给那些没有去参加别的小组的人。
We hope that this new cell group will provide a warm little family for those who don't have cell group yet.
我们真的很盼望每一个人都归属一个小组，一个小的支持的系统。
I really hope that each one of us will belong to a certain cell group, which is the supporting system for you.
不要让他觉得很孤单，不要让他觉得没有人关心他。
Then you won't feel lonely.
所以总而言之，我们明年的愿景是我们需要集结所有的力量来建立我们的教会。
To sum up, looking forward to the vision of the next year, we need to.
我们必须要同心合一的来建造我们的教会。
We need to gather.Rally all the forces to build up with one mind.
那我们可以从心、脑、手脚四方面来操练。
We can start from the training from four aspects: heart, brain, hands, and feet.
当然，你可以说这是个人方面的操练。
Of course, you can say that it is from personal perspective.
那我们怎么搭配呢？
So how about the teamwork aspect?
就是鼓励教会要全体总动员。
I encourage that our church should be fully mobilized.
就是要大家彼此鼓励，无论你是主学老师、小组长也好，教会只是要去鼓励别人。
We should encourage one another.
不断的鼓励。
Continually encourage one another.
而且要有信心。
And we also should have confidence.
我们要有信心，教会一定会复兴的。
We should have confidence that our church will be revived.
所以拜托大家记住明年的两个目标。
So please remember the two goals for the next year.
我们有 PowerPoint 吗？有的话，我们一起来读一下啊，一起来。
Let's read together.
加强小组的发展，词语量的提升。第二来。继续扩大儿童事工的增长。
Let us read together in English. Number one, strengthen and develop cell groups, improve both quality and quantity. Number two, continue to expand the growth of children's ministry.
大家有没有信心？
Do you have confidence?
大声一点好吗？
Yes.
有。哈利路亚。我们一起祷告。
Let us pray together.
亲爱的爸父，我们感谢赞美你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you.
从岁首到年终，你一直看顾我们。
From the start to the year end, you take care of us.
因着你的大爱，看顾我们教会每一位弟兄姐妹的家庭。
Because of your mercy, you take care of each family of our brothers and sisters.
我们也感谢你垂听我们每一个人的祷告。
We thank you that you listen to our prayers.
求你继续的带领我们明年教会的新目标。
We pray that you will lead the new goals of our church.
让我们真的是我爱我家，同心建造。
Let us love our families and build up with one mind.
加添我们的信心、爱心和盼望。
Abound our confidence and hope.
求主建立我们的教会，成为你的金灯台。
Please build up our church to be your golden lampstand.
能够照亮这个黑暗的时代。
Lightening the darkness of the world.
让我们充满了这个盼望，充满了激情。
Let us be filled with the hope and passion.
让我们真正的先求你的国、你的义，其余的你就会加给我们。
Let us seek first the kingdom of your kingdom of God and your righteousness, and all the other things will be added to us.
感谢祷告，奉靠耶稣基督得胜的名。
We pray in the Lord's victorious name.
Amen.
Amen.
请会众起立，我们回应今天我们牧师给我们的message. 请please be standing and then we'll respond to our pastor's message today, this morning. 我们蒙召为神子民，只唱第一个 stanza.有信心的要发声。